The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware 470.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
I'm so excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know that old commercial of billboards they used to have where it'd say, like, got milk? Well, I kind of feel like I want to do a new one, like, got passion? Because it seems like, well, I'll tell you how this came up. I did a live event, and one of the people at the live event, longtime brain trainer, master brain trainer, kind of was a little taken aback to get this question, said that she's kind of skating through her life, and every day is a little bit meh, you know, just kind of a little meh. Is that a word? I think it's spelled M-E-H. If it is a word, that's how you would spell it. In my humble opinion, meh. And so I was thinking about it, and I thought, I think sometimes entrepreneurs, when they're making their offers, and they're out talking about what they have to offer, and they're talking about their businesses, you get a little meh. And I think it happens because we get so used to what we have, we kind of forget how awesome it is. But the reality is, if you're going to go out and get people on board with your message, if you're going to be the face of your business, then really you need to be thinking and living and breathing passion. And it doesn't have to be excited, bouncing off the ceilings passion, like you're totally impossible to be around because you're so excited all the time, like you're on the uber high end of the emotional scale. It can be a quiet passion. It can be an intensity. It can be of really knowing that what you have is really awesome. But it's our job as entrepreneurs to kindle that and to remember how awesome it is what we have. We can't get bored with our own line. We can't get mad about our own line. It's really important to stay in your passion and to keep it burning. Why? Because passion will see you through. Passion will see you through any little bump in the road you have. Actually, they don't even appear like bumps in the roads anymore because you've got passion. It's easy to put setbacks in the rearview mirror when you've got passion. It's easy to stay focused and do what you need to do when you've got passion. So passion is primary. It's really important that we keep each other in check and keep each other in line and remind each other of our passions. So I've got three tips for you on how to stay in the passion vortex. The first one is, should come as no surprise actually. The first one is awareness. Just paying attention and realizing, like, okay, I'm a little flat right now. And I am as guilty as anybody else. I'll go through my day and you look at that list. It's like, okay, here's my list of things to do. So now I'm doing this one, and now I'm doing that one, and now I'm doing this one. And you just kind of go about your day like a checklist. And it's okay. It's not like every single moment of every single day you have to be passionate. But when you're aware and when you are paying attention, then you can at least decide. You can decide, am I going to bring some passion to this? Am I going to generate some passion? Or am I just going to go through my list? And either answer is okay, but sometimes you know, like, okay, I could get this list done faster. I could be more effective. If I can kick up my passion with some brain training and with talking to myself and intentionally thinking in my head, remembering all of the reasons why I'm passionate about this product or this service, it's going to be easier for me to do this task or to bring people on board. And after you're aware and after you make a decision, if you decide you want to be passionate, then you do what any good brain trainer does, which is get yourself fired up. Remember all the reasons why you're doing what you're doing. Remember all the people whose lives you've transformed. Remember the accolades that you get. Remember why you were so excited about this idea in the first place and how you know you can affect people's lives or how it's affected your life. So really get serious and get centered and get present about what it is you have to offer. That will help rekindle your passion. Number two, and this is often overlooked method for getting passionate. And I often overlook it, so maybe that's where I'm getting that from. And here it is. Are you ready? Dream bigger. Dream bigger. If you are thinking like, okay, well, I just want to get this webinar done today, that's not a really big dream. But if you're thinking, I want to sell, fill in a number, $100,000, $500,000, $1 million worth of goods this year, or I want to sell 1 million books, or I want to be on Oprah within 365 days. I want to get on the Ellen Show by Christmas. When you start setting really big goals that make you feel like, oh my gosh, how can I do that? Can I do that? That's a lot of books. Or get on Ellen in 10 months or whatever amount of time you allow yourself. But you can tell when you set a goal that's big like that, you know you can feel the energy of just rise like, yeah, I want to make that happen. I want to be on 500 media shows this year, right? Think of something really, really huge. And it can be even outside of your business. I want to start a school in Africa. I want to fund an inner city school to go to college. I mean, think about big, big, big dreams and then set a deadline. Like say, I want to do this within X number of time and try to make it as short of a deadline as possible. So 5-year goals are okay. Nothing against 5-year goals, but if you can make the deadline 1 year or less, you're going to feel that fire. Like, yes, I can do that. And think about it. Anybody hearing my voice right now, why couldn't you be on Oprah within a year? Why couldn't you be on Ellen within a year? Why couldn't you reach your sales goal or your charitable goal? Of course you can. And if you want to get passionate, set a big goal like that and it will fire you up. After you set the goal, start collecting those visuals to keep it foremost in your mind. Put pictures up around your house. Set up reminders on your phone to remind you of your big dream and your big passion. Just think about it over and over and over again. Start some mantras. That's how you stay passionate. Dream bigger. Now I've got a third one for you. And I'll tell you after the break, but for those of you that don't know, we are live on Facebook. That's where we do our studio audience. So I'm going to hang out with the peeps. I'm here every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm going to chat with them while I'm gone. You might want to head over to danaclass.com. Danaclass.com. I've got a really cool workshop. It's actually a masterclass about how to use influencer attraction marketing, something that I created, and I've used it to build 2 businesses. And if you don't like being salesy, but you want more clients, and you'd like them to come to you, then you definitely want to check out this class. Okay, sit tight. I'm back in 127 seconds. See you then.
Do you know who's coming up on the Mind Aware show this week? No? Well, you would if you were getting Dana's weekly email with this week's upcoming guests. If you'd like to be in the know, then just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware. That's all one word with no spaces. That's 44222 Mind Aware. All one word MINDAWARE. And we'll give you the heads up about who's coming up on the show. Never miss another episode, celebrity guest, or Dana Rance episode. Maybe she's talking about your favorite topic. Just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware, and you'll always be in the loop.
Hi, it's Dana Wild, and welcome back to the show. I hope you checked out danaclass.com while I was gone. Hey, by the way, if you want to be part of the Facebook audience, you can go to danaupdate.com. And you'll get the little Dana bot message, and you will be able to join us here. If not live, you'll at least get the link so that you know, like, what the topic is and all that good stuff, and you can come and join us. So we're talking about passion, and I gave you, like, my number one favorite tip, which is dream bigger. And you can do that right now. I'm not kidding. Right now, seriously, think of something really outrageous that you're going to go for. I would love it if you'd post it in the comments, or if you want to go over to the Facebook group, the Train Your Brain Facebook group, and post it there. I would love to hear your big, hairy, audacious dream, and post it and talk about it, and we'll support you. We'll all think about it and visualize it. You can go to the Facebook group anytime, by the way, at danawild.com/Facebook group. It's free. There's lots of good stuff there. So the third one, I actually just thought of this the other day, and I was walking outside. It's beautiful in Minnesota here now. Everything is so green, and it's just so lush. And there was a reminder of a movie I saw where there's this person who walks out in nature, and he's taking in all the air. It was a comedy. He's taking in all the air, and he goes, "I hate nature." Right? And I was kind of laughing to myself, thinking, like, are there really people who hate nature? And I would guess there are. I mean, there's certainly some things to hate. We've got enough bugs here that, you know, you could have that happen. But I thought, generally speaking, there are these boxes, we'll tick these boxes and call them fail safes. Like, fail safes to always help you to feel good. So nature can be in most people's category. If you want to feel good, or you want to feel more passionate, or you want to be mesmerized in the moment, you can look at almost anything in nature. Look at a flower or a tree or any wild animal or a bug and just think, wow, look at this. Look at this creature, all the different birds that have evolved in so many different ways, all of the different colors and amazing lifestyles of all of these different plants and animals and creatures and insects and all of this stuff. It's really a challenge to stay not in a moment of wonder when you're looking at things in nature. So that's on my fail-safe box. Another one for me on my fail-safe box is animals. I know if I hang out with any animals, whether it's here or at the Caring for Cats shelter, it's going to be an instant feel-good for me. And then I thought of the big kahuna that is probably on everybody's list in some form or another. And that is music. Music. Think about it. Even people, I have people, friends and associates that I know who are deaf. They don't hear, but they still get the vibration of music, the feeling of the beats. Everybody has different preferences on what they are, but it's a fail-safe. If you want to feel good, if you want to feel more passionate, you know those songs that are going to bring you there. You know the type of music that's going to bring you there. It's almost a guarantee that you're going to feel good. And other people have all sorts of different fail-safes. Some people like kids. Some people it's food. I had food on my list. I thought, I better take food off my list. I like food a little too much, you know, but everybody has their things that they know. Like, these are the things that I know if I focus and engage and pay attention and get present to, their automatic feel good. So make that list of fail safes for you. It's almost like the reset button. And it's like, I know if I go and I engage with any one of these things on this list, I'm going to feel good. What are yours? Post yours. Maybe it's a situation comedy. I have a friend. She is crazy about the movie What About Bob? She's probably watched it like 500 times, but she knows every time she watches it, she's going to feel good. You, what are your things that make you feel that way, that uplift you and keep you present and in your passion and happy. Because rekindling or keeping your passion is not difficult. You just have to have desire and awareness. Let's make it a priority. Let's make it a priority, because when you're passionate, when you're really passionate and you're centered and you're at your highest self and you're feeling good and you're showing up in the world as your best and happiest self, it's easier to do everything, including building a business. And guess what? We can start right now, today. So I want to hear all about it. Remember to come around and talk to me about it. We'll do it together, and I'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.